This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
Welcome to a new week, Barry. How's it going?
It's good. Weekend was lovely as it can be. Spent some time with the family. We had good weather. I have a headache right now.
Oh my gosh,
how was your weekend?
You know, my weekend was fine. It was nice. We had Friday off for Juneteenth, which is great. We're finally, you know, giving that holiday the respect it deserves. You know, it was nice weather. It was super hot yesterday. Got a little sunburned. You know, the most exciting thing that's happening in my life these days is that I'm just hearing fireworks all the time. So,
but like at what hours of the day?
So they start as early as like 5 p.m., I would say, which makes no sense because it's still fully bright outside. But then they'll go, you know, sometimes till midnight, last night till like 2 a.m. So that's fun. You know, it's just like, I actually put in like at like 1:30 last night, I put in my noise canceling headphones.
Oh my goodness.
Just to be, well, not even playing anything. I was like, will this help me sleep? And it might have, I don't know. It's hard.
Did it? Well, you could also look at it as like a noise machine. You know how some people use noise machines to sleep. So you could be on the firework section of that, and maybe it's soothing for some people.
Thing is, I can fall asleep with noise happening. I have my AC on right now, not right now, but I have my AC, which makes like a good amount of noise. I like a nice white noise, but the fireworks, it's rough because they'll stop and start. It's not like a 45 minute firework show that's nonstop. It's like, okay, for like 15 minutes there's nothing, I'm like falling asleep, it's all good, and then all of a sudden it's like boom, 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 right outside my window.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, I can't fall asleep like that.
See, I'm so not a white noise person. Like, I think it might be because, so I babysit sometimes and those kids like need that like, and I feel like I'm so like, did you like my reaction of it? I feel like I'm so used to that now that I'm like, how do people sleep with this? Like, I don't understand. It's so annoying.
See, I'm the kind of person
who
has
the TV. The TV is my
white noise. I have the little fan on even in the winter, just like because it's some little quiet sound.
Fun fact, I sleep with my window open year round.
Me too, except for when I have the AC on. I literally always, my apartment like doesn't get cold. I don't understand it, but
like
I
will in not. January, my window is open, no screen. And I'm just like, I love the natural like air. It's so nice.
So crisp.
So yeah, it's so
okay, so today, we have something very exciting that we are doing for the first time. We are going to be covering some old throwback iconic episodes of Bravo shows. And so, you know, some of our favorite shows right now are taking a little hiatus. There's, you know, a little bit of a break in some of the Bravo stuff, but there's no excuse to not have something to talk about. And we made a little list of some of our favorite episodes, and we're going to be going through every so often and revisiting them. And so today, for the first time, we have a very exciting episode to talk about, and it is The Real Housewives of New Jersey, season 1, episode 6. It's The Table Flip.
It's episode 7.
Episode 7?
The Last Supper, yes.
Okay.
Jotted it down in case you people want to go watch it. It's the season finale of season 1.
When was the last time you watched this episode before right now?
it hasn't been like years. Like I watched it like somewhat not, all right, I don't want to say recent, but I also have seen it so many times that it did feel nice to rewatch it though, because I've said this about other older episodes too. The production is so funny in the earlier seasons of these shows. It's so funny to see their fashion, their hair, the cameras. Like it's just so like nice to see how like far we've come in these recent seasons.
Old Jersey feels like a warm hug from a family member that you haven't seen in a while, and you kind of are scared of them, but you love them all the same. It's truly seeing like Teresa with her old hair and that, and Caroline.
Caroline's hair.
Oh my God. And Dina and Lexi. Oh, it really is a walk down memory lane that I was happy to take.
I mean, at that point when you and I were watching, Dylan, I was like, we should have watched just like the whole season. I'm like, why be like, end? I'm like,
well, so I was watching the episode before, or like, the initial episode where they're showing up to this dinner at Lunella, which can we go when things like fully reopen? Can we go to dinner there?
Of course. So, but wait, it's also funny because I've said this about recent episodes. Remember how recently we're like, oh, they were only at one place the whole time. So this episode, they were at this restaurant the whole episode, they were at this dinner table. And it happened on Beverly Hills a few weeks ago. It happened on New York a few weeks ago, where I'm like, oh, I'm so bored. They were just at one dinner, but like there was something different about this episode.
There was something in the air. The second, so Teresa's hosting this dinner party, and the second Dina and Caroline get there, they're both marveling at Teresa's new boobies, which of course look great in her dress. And it's so funny that was like a storyline on Housewives, that Teresa had to decide if she wanted the boobies, was she going to get the boobies? And so this was not only a huge dramatic event, but also a nice coming out party for the boobies. And it was nice.
Totally. It was. And also I have to say, because you did ask me how many, like when the last time I saw this episode was, Dina's outfit in this episode has always been one of my favorites. I'm not kidding. That strapless blue like tunic
with the flowers around the neckline.
Yes, like it's always been, whenever I see that clip, like that outfit is like one of my favorite old school outfits that they wear. But
also Jacqueline's top that's black and then it has like the gold like lines all over it. I would recognize that anywhere as well, but Dina's is the most iconic.
Yeah, but guys, also like a refresh, Caroline and Dina are sisters, and Jacqueline is married to their brother. So that's another reason Jersey is also one of my favorites, is because they are all related or friends in real life. Like it's not just like a cast. Yeah. Like there's like relations there, which is why Jersey has always been so good and so strong, and why those seasons didn't work with the new people, like the twins and whatever, because like no one knew them.
Right. Well, and even Teresa had actually known Dina for a really long time.
Right. It's so the girl's godmother.
The only person who was like kind of random was Danielle. And obviously she didn't quite fit in. So we're sitting at this dinner and I remembered obviously that at some point Danielle puts the book on the table. I knew that it was coming. Of course, it's not a surprise. But rewatching that moment where, you know, they're talking about how to eat the oysters and it's an aphrodisiac, and they're talking about sex at the table. It was honestly a really funny scene to start with.
And well, it's funny because they've all been on the outs kind of with Danielle. There's like stuff like brewing. You can tell the dinner was awkward. They were trying to make conversation. Like it was, you could feel it. It was awkward.
Right. The only person who was still friends with Danielle at that point was Jacqueline. And Jacqueline's there with her two sisters-in-law. And so, yeah, it's a very awkward dynamic. But the moment when Danielle puts the book on the table and none of them have any idea what to do in that moment, and just watching Teresa Giudice's facial expressions First of all, she's like shocked, and then she's horrified, and then she rolls her eyes, and it in that one wordless exchange, I was like, oh my god, this is such classic television. It's so well, good.
It is funny, and the way they edited it is also, you're like, wait, were they reacting to that, or are these just like previous facial expressions? Like, I don't know. Like, they showed Caroline texting, but a few minutes before that, she was saying how she was texting Albert about like not being at dinner. So then they showed her texting while Danielle was talking, and then like they all started going and going and going at each other. And I thought it was funny. Dina said that Albie and Chris Manzo were so young in this episode. They were like literally one was 22 years old. I was like, you children. They're like your age. no, I'm kidding. Albie kicks Dina, his Aunt Dina, under the table because like he's sitting right next to Danielle. And like Danielle is claiming, this is what's happening. Danielle just needs to be part of what's going on. So apparently before the dinner, Jacqueline says that she tells Danielle, just like, don't bring any drama. Well, she said, okay, but she didn't listen. So Danielle is claiming this entire time that the only two truths in the book are her name change and that she's been arrested. Like, that's it.
Arrested, name change.
That's like she is
two things that are true in the book.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one, Dylan. That's a good Thank impression. You. And so Teresa is now just claiming that there has to be something more. There has to be something more. And then Danielle says the words that really just launches this whole thing. Danielle says, the two things are my name change and I was arrested. Pay attention, please.
Please.
Well, pay attention, please. Are words that you should now know to never say to Teresa Giudice, because what happened next? Oh my God, Dylan, I feel like we're reading a book on tape.
It's like, we are storytellers.
Okay, so what happened next?
She said, pay attention. And she goes, you were fucking engaged 19 times? Prostitution whore? And
then, which, small plug, we in fact do have a prostitution whore mug on shopbetches.com.
You'll feel like Teresa drinking her Fabellini out of a mug every time.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you're a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. It's designed to work with your body, not against it. The Superpower Short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. You won't have to worry about it rolling down, which is unheard of in shapewear, thanks to flexible boning that's hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Okay, so then obviously she does the infamous table flip. I forgot how satisfying the table flip was, because I feel like you always see the gif where it's the first time that she is kind of like,
Rah! Or she's banging on the table, yeah.
Right, but then she does it like two more times, and so much stuff is flying off the table and sliding onto the ground, and it really is like a cathartic moment. And I forgot how aggressive the table flip was, and I just think It's Teresa is such an icon for doing that in that moment. And
well, yeah, that's some, I've never done that at a restaurant and I've never seen anyone do that at a restaurant. So they were in a private room, it looked, so it was nice, but it's so funny because Danielle she's all talk. I've always felt this way. Like, you can just tell she can talk shit, but I personally think that she's intimidated by Teresa. Like, she's even done that at the reunion when Teresa went after her. Like, she's scared of her. She gets up and runs away. So don't, like, act like you have a big bark or a big bite, whatever it is, and then not, like, do anything about it. Not that I'm like, condoning violence, but I'm saying, like, don't start with someone and then you can't take it, what they give to you. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she, like, what did she think was going to come out from her putting the book on the table from Teresa? Like, was she expecting Teresa to be like, what a lovely book, I actually read that last week? Like, that's not how Teresa was going to react.
Well, I think she actually wanted more out of Dina, because she was more angry at Dina than she was at Teresa. And she wanted Dina to come clean and say, yeah, I was the one who showed everyone the book. But then Caroline instead said, you know, don't talk about my sister because it was me. And so she's saying, I'm the one who brought the book to Chateau. I'm the one who told people about the book. It was me. Stop telling lies about my sister. I'm the one who did it. And Danielle can't just accept this confession because she's saying, well, I heard that it was Dina. And Caroline's like, it doesn't matter what you heard. I'm telling you,
right.
And over and over and over again, Danielle's saying, well, that's not what I heard. I heard it was Dina. And it's like, you're not going to get a confession out of Dina when Caroline is sitting right there saying it was me. And so Danielle, I think coming into this, she really just wanted to ruin Dina's life. And that wasn't what was going to happen because Caroline wasn't going to let it.
Exactly. But the funny thing is, I wanted to count almost. Did you realize how many times they showed the table flip? They showed Teresa doing it, I want to say, like, double digit amounts of times. And then when she got up, because eventually they got up, Chris Manzo was like, you know, I tried restraining Teresa and she flung me across, like, the room. Cause, like, Teresa, and I, like, laughed out loud about that. Cause even during the reunion, remember, she pushed Andy too. And she, like, apologized. I feel like Teresa sees red, and, like, Chris was funny. He was like, I've taken down, like, my drunk friends who are, like, 100 pounds heavier than Teresa. And, like, there is no taking down Teresa. Like, you can't do it. But then after that, when Danielle was talking to her two young daughters, by the way, who are beautiful today, might I add.
Yeah.
They were like, you like, could have taken her. And I'm like, why are you talking about fighting with your, like, 11-year-old daughter? This is so inappropriate. I was like, everything was just, they wanted to get the kids out of the room in the beginning. Like, they knew what was going to go down. I was like, this is a lot. Oh my God. Like,
it was so funny though, because after Teresa flips the table, there's a moment where she goes off to the side with Joe, and you can tell that Joe is, like, so horny for Teresa in that moment. He's like, yeah, babe. Like,
well, during one of her confessionals in the episode, she said, like, maybe I should flip tables more often. Cause I don't know, that night me and Joe, like, really did it a lot. Like, I think he got turned on. He thought it was attractive, like, me flipping a table. And I was like, oh, that's so cute.
But having the kids. Yeah. Having them have the kids leave the room made me think of Beverly Hills this season and how much things are different now, that it's like, at that point it was like, should the kids leave the room? We're about to fight. And this season on Beverly Hills, it's like, we're going to talk about threesomes. Maybe the kids should go.
But at least, you know, they're responsible enough to let them leave. And little baby Gia is so cute in this episode. She's like 5, but, and Melania is even, like, smaller, but then after dinner, after this whole thing happens, they just go to the bar to get a drink, which is so, like, okay, this never happened. And so they all go, and apparently Teresa, like, wasn't there, and Danielle and Joe Giudice are talking, and I'm like, oh boy. And so then Teresa sees that, and it almost reminds me of, like, modern day, where, like, you see your boyfriend or your husband talking to a girl that, like, you don't like at the bar, and you're like, get over here. That's what she did. She's like, hello. Like, she stood in the corner. And she was like, what are you doing? But you know what I noticed? maybe I missed it. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
Did they not do the blurbs about each person at the end? Because this was the finale.
So, okay. So they did it in the episode. The episode before was like the official finale. And then they did a whole episode after that was like expanded of just the dinner. So I watched both. And so the episode before, they did the little blurbs, which were like not that exciting.
Okay.
But that episode was fun because you also see Dina getting a tour of Teresa's new house, and there's like no furniture in it, but Dina is still like, well, you know, Teresa has great style. And I'm like, she does. And then and then you see like that's when she just got the new boobies. What else? Oh, Jacqueline talks about getting her lips done. I mean, not that exciting compared to the dinner party.
Imagine like getting your lips done is like the craziest like thing that you have going on.
Well, it was funny. I remember when at the beginning of Jersey, Jacqueline was always talking about getting Botox and whatever, and it was like
in the later episodes, she got like surgery. She got like a tummy tuck and her like her neck done. She got like surgery. Like it's getting funny Botox.
It's funny how 10 years ago getting Botox was kind of like a ooh, like you're gonna get Botox. And now it's like I don't think any of these women have not gotten Botox.
Oh, totally. But all in all, this was a great episode, and now I'm just like, oh God, come on, Barry, because I know I'm just going to go back and rewatch like one of the Housewives in the beginning. Like, I don't know. I've seen them so many times, but it is nice to like go back and watch like a series that you haven't seen like in a while. I even do that with other shows. Like I'll do that with like The Sopranos or Breaking Bad too. Like I've rewatched series like so many times that it's like not fun anymore because I know what's going to happen. So like, but it was nice, like a refresher for this episode, because you forget about the book and like what all that, right. You like just know about the table flip and you're like, but why did she do that?
Also, I think when you rewatch, it's fun because obviously you remember the super dramatic moments or whatever, but all of these episodes have little funny moments and scenes that maybe aren't iconic, but that are just enjoyable. Right. And so it's fun I think that's one of the most fun parts of rewatching, is that you forget about all of these little kind of like personality quirks and things that they show. My roommate's been rewatching New York, and I've seen a bunch of random episodes, and it's so funny, like all of these moments that I'm like, oh yeah, I guess I remember this, but this is like very fun to see with fresh eyes.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Oh yeah. And also, side note, I finished Southern Charm this weekend as well. Oh my gosh. All 6 seasons.
Okay. What are your thoughts about, like, how do you feel about everyone? Like, do you like
on Southern guys? Charm? On Southern yeah. Charm? Okay, yeah. Let me real quick go through. I'm obsessed with Cameron because I'm upset about her not returning. Landon uh-huh. is absolutely not my cup of tea, and I would not be friends with her in real life.
Yep, she's
Catherine has come a long way, and from watching her in the beginning, it's kind of crazy. Me and my friends are even talking about it. Like, at 21, 22, like, you are psychotic mm-hmm. with guys. Like, that, it seemed kind of somewhat normal to an extent, but not really. Chelsea, I love. Naomi's cool, but she kind of was a shit stir in the beginning. I'm doing, like, a really quick run through uh-huh. of all my characters. The guys, Patricia's a goddess. Whitney is, I adore Whitney now. In the beginning, I was like, who the fuck is this? And I can't stand him. And then, like, after that, I uh-huh. loved him. Literally loved him. I love how they, like, they are so cute. Like, all the guys are so, like, cutesy friends. Okay, guys. Thomas repulses me. Yeah. I'll say about him. Can't give him, like, any more information. Austin, I would date. Shep is just like, Shep. He's fun. He's a Southern rich boy. Like, that's him. Like, that's who he is. He's like, he is a gentleman, but he is, you know, he has that little side to him. Craig's a little bitch.
Craig,
and
yeah.
Craig's a little bitch. That's Craig. It.
I think those are all good observations.
Thank you.
I agree. I agree, like, seeing Catherine's journey over the seasons has been so crazy, and it makes me sad that she's kind of shown her
right.
true colors off the show, because she yeah. was, like, one of the reasons that show has been
yeah.
fun to watch. And it's
oh, and like, Danny. Well, she's, like, a me. Random character.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Danny, I like Danny.
I'm glad that you're caught up, because now if and when season 7 does happen, we will be ready to go.
I know. Oh, and we have an announcement. Do we have an announcement about anything about Shaws of Sunset reunion? Like, what's happening?
Oh, they did? Yeah. So Shaws of Sunset apparently taped a reunion that's going to be happening on Watch What Happens Live at an unspecified date. I have
no idea.
This
better be, like, the best reunion of all fucking time. What?
So they, their season ended. Their season finale
last
was
year.
May 1st. And we are, next week is July. And so I don't have, I can't fathom why it's taken them so long, especially if it's just a Watch What Happens Live episode. Like, there's no reason it should take this long. I barely even remember what happened in the season.
Right.
I feel like the only reason that it really even makes sense to do is that people want to see MJ and Reza face to face.
Right.
And
well, it's sad that they're not even giving them a full episode. Like, they're putting them, they're like throwing them a bone and giving them Watch What Happens Live. I was like, I'd be so upset.
I know. And so it's going to be interesting. Obviously, I'm still curious to see what's happening with MJ and Reza. But mm-hmm. in terms of, like, I don't really care about what's going on with, like, Destiny and Nima. Like, I don't need to see the full cast breaking down what happened this season. So we'll see.
I agree. Like, yeah.
I guess, I mean, in terms of what's happening on Bravo right now, it's good to have something to look forward to, because there's not as many shows on, whatever, but it seems like a weird choice to just make it a Watch What Happens Live. I don't know, but we'll see.
Yeah, so Dylan, let's do not a Bravo Love of the Week, but whose side were you on? We're going back to Jersey for the fight.
Oh, Teresa.
I know.
I mean,
Teresa.
If you said that you were Team Danielle, I would have to rethink some things about my life.
I wouldn't be Team Danielle if she was in a fight against herself.
I know. I would just like turn off the TV. We will be back on Thursday. We're going to be talking about Below Deck Med and Million Dollar Listing LA. We're catching up on the new seasons and going to talk about all of that drama. But thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah, hope you had fun listening to our old school recap. Holla.
Yeah, we'll be doing some more of these in the future. So if you have thoughts about which episodes we should do, let us know.
Bye.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.